Shir Nun Vav and Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva Chav Ches Yer Hei Tov Shem Mem Ches, May 15th, 1988, and Sunday.
No, it means he took off the kettle from the stove, not that he emptied out the water. Now, the Gemara says, Omer Rav, Lo Yishomer L'Havshi, Avo Mitzare Yifosti, Shmuel Omer Rav, Mitzare Fnamen, Mitzarei lechatchila mishore. So the Gemara's Abba Minu words, the Rav says, the Shmuel says, Af Mitzarei Fnamen Mutar, it means even if he's done deliberately to Mitzarei. But that's a meloche. Elo yit nahochi. Omer Rav lo yishono yishir lahavsh. In other words, if he does it in such a way that it will not strengthen the keel, will not temper it. He'll just make the water lukewarm. But if he does it in such a way that it will strengthen the keleh, so then it is us. Even though his kavone is not litzari, but this what will happen. So if davashim is chave in his own sauce, as long as he doesn't do it deliberately to the litzari, it's muta. Because he's mitzari, but the Rosh Mishchavi is mut. So now Rav paskins like Rav Yehuda, the Rosh Mishchavi is also, so as long as he does it in such a way that there is a shir mitzari. So it's also, even though he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose, and Shmuel, he paskins like Rav Shimon, so Nele, even if there is still the real mitzari, but he's not mischaven for the tzir of Sritzmuth. The memra di shmuth of Shimon Sirele, from a shmuel mechabin gachle shal matres b'shus a rabin, b'shvil shal yuziku bi rabin, abo li gachle shal eitz. Why? Because gachle shal matres is only osin rabonon. Rashi dafko flamet gimu Shabbos says the reason is why it's only us in the Rabbanon, because it's not Matzah Pechon. You can see it in Rashi. One second. Kufa Madale. So. The 16th line from the top of the Omer, Kuflamadala Tomadala. We don't have to go to the whole Gemara, but the Gemara says, Lui Kashi, Kam Bigachle Shal Matres, Kam Bigachle Shal Eitz. So Rashi says, Bigachle Shal Eitz Osa, Yishaya Bikibu, Fishai Se Pecho, Gachle Shal Matres, Yishaya Bikibu, Deinu Nase Pecho. But what is Pecho mean? Let's say, according to Rav Shimon, Mechabi is only Chayev, if the purpose is to last that's a good. In other words, to preserve the fuel value. If you take, let's say, if you light the candle and you extinguish it, then the next time you kindle it, it will burn better. So that's why it's so when you extinguish a fire, that enhances the burning. Later on, Mashenikin Bamatres, it's incapable of becoming Pech. So true, Rebbe holds that Rohashim Tricho Migufo is Chayev. So if somebody is Mechabe Neir, not to preserve the fuel, but for the purpose of enabling the person to sleep or so much, whatever reason, so then he is Chayev. So it is only Rav Shimon says that if he doesn't do it, he lasts his pechon, so then he's brother. But Rav Yehuda says he's chayev. Why does Rav Shimon say if he doesn't do it, he lasts his pechon? So Tesis, Berakha Mitznia says, the reason is because we learn out and the mission when they were mechabig echolim, why they do it? In order to preserve the fuel value, the tzirpim, the mishkan. So they did it in order to preserve the fuel value of the eights. So mele, it has to be only that way. But Rebbe Yehuda says, no, it doesn't have to be. Even though the mishkan was done deliberately to make it a hole, but he's chayav, even if he doesn't do it deliberately to make it pechol, to preserve the fuel value.
Didn't they do that to serve the coals? They wanted that, they didn't save the coals. They want the coals to burn up.
No. So they wanted that when they will have a use, when they will kindle the gecholim,
it will be easier.
That's right. That it should burn.
Facilitate.
At least we do learn how from the mission that it has to be capable of Nesbech. So do the holds, even though it's not done for the purpose of making it into Pechon, but it is at least capable of Nesbech. Mashiach Gimavatches, it's incapable of Nesbech. So Leila, there is no Chiv of Kibbutz. That's a Chiv. Here Rashi didn't say anything. So the Gemara's Kashi is this out life. So the Kirab Shimon, so why is matres muta to me mechal and Shabbos? Because matres there is no melachah d'rais, melachah d'rabbanon, because not nespecho. So since it's only osam d'rabbanon, so mokim has eke d'rabim, the chachomim don't ask. But gachla shaleitz, Shmuel says, is osa, even for the purpose of saving the rabbim from hezek. But if Shmuel had passed like a Shimon walking through Gufa is potter, so even by Gachma Shaleitz, it's only the Rabbanon, because he doesn't do it for the sake of Pechon, he only does it in order to prevent any injury by the Rabbi. So it should be muter, even Gachma Shaleitz, so it's a riot that the Shmuel passed like a Yehuda, walking through Gufa is chayev, so the more in the Hamamine equated. If Shmuel passes like a Yehuda Lochitz Rukufa Yisrael, then he should pass the Doroshem Yisrael Mizos Lechatrim. What's the Shaykh? So the Gemara Teretz says, no, it's two separate questions. The Doroshem Yisrael Mizos Lechatrim, Lochitz Rukufa Yisrael Mizos Lechatrim. But the Karol and my Karol, right? So that's the discussion. So Teisa says, if we say that Midarai say, even when he's Mizrael, but it's in Lachshin Tzolubu for Yisputer, so Mele, there is no reason as to why we should ask when he's not Mishab. But since Shmuel of Paschal is like a beauty, so where is Mishab managed in Mechabe, even though it's not for the purpose of making it into Pechon, so Mishaye, so Mele, even when he's not Mishab, it should be awesome Rabbanon. Definitely more Eskashis, the more Eskashis says, no, we don't have some Rabbanon. But so in Moshet Rugufo he passes like a Yude, and in Doroshim Schab he passes like a Pshet. So the Doroshim, so in this Abdel Kavshim, after it's Names, and more in the Tel, the Doroshim is Schab and some of the Kavshim, Moshet Rugufo, some of the Kavshim, on the Rabbine, Hilkach, Kilush of Sarabin, Munich, he pochets, pochets with our Dames, who become a Sapil to be. So that means, since Rabbi Shmuel passes, like Rabbi Yehuda Brochitz of Gufa Yisrael, so if somebody finds thorns in the Rishus HaRabim, he's not allowed to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim in order to prevent injury by Rabbi. Why? Because Brochitz of Gufa Yisrael and the Nisa HaRaisim cannot be matter because of Ezek the Rabbi. But according to Rav Shimon, Brochitz of Gufa Yisrael, so then you'll be allowed to take it out from the Rishus HaRabim and carry it the regular way. Not even pachas pachas no lames.
Because many lames, 100 lames.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Now the Rashi. Shepino mashmi shepino laatsim alei. Avu litzarev shepino menachamim. Hochi itmaloi shal. Dipino shal osu tzeinen eloshia laavshi. Viloi litzarev. Gigen shalom alu kulei. Virab mashmi lipino kirabade shepino menachamim. הפירושי או ליצרי שפולו כולי, מותה שמסחר מלכה, כך הוא שמעת, שמה שליח לחוץ, פצל שבר זה לשייך, כאילו בו אחר מידי ראי יישא, he doesn't say why, but that מדבר הזה says why, because it's not as a פחם. ומדי רבון נעשו רבי, רבי כנסקל רבי, ודבר השבוס, אבל לא ישר איז, די סור את ראי יישא, וחי יסקיל לי, אם לא יצמור לך שנצחו לגופה, but שמול פסקונס, like Rabbi Yehuda, אף שאול איץ נעמד, דבר פשינו, לא חוצה לגופה פוטר, עליו, וכל כיבוי מצורך לגופי, חוץ מאיסי פחומי מוי מהבה ואיפסילו אם כך גיל יעמד לגוזרו שבוי דקיבו מהטרד מגינסקי רבים כאילו שזה רבים מודיך לפוס פחת מטוע למס אשר יסלקינו לזיר שזה רבים דייסו את רבונו וביקרם אלה דקיל בוזי רבונון he can carry it more than the למס אפילו לטובי יברנו בקיר האחז alright now with the tastes לא ישנו להפשיר רשי doesn't say anything on the הווה מנות לימור because at first the Gemara assumed that Rav and Shmuel are chilek in the case where his mamash mischab nitzar. Then the Gemara is the kash, how you pass and show you matir, even when his mamash mischab nitzar, so the Gemara says, shiur nitzar. So Rashi explains the maskon of Gemara. That Rav said, loishon le shiur lehafshir. So he says, the maskon of Gemara, ולא הצעתי לי שמולו כולי, ורב משמו לפינו, כרבדה שפינו ממנו חמי. But what was the פשט? In the half a minute, גמור, רשי doesn't say it. But תסו says, מתחפיר שהקונטרוס משמי, מפור שעשו יקי, לא ישנו בדבר שנשאר יחצי, אלא פישו, כימי חם שפינו, אבל לצערי, אבל מצערי פיר בדורו ששייך ציוב כן מי חמשת פינו מנו מים איזוס so according to the half a minute of the Gemara Rabbi saying on the contrary that Rabbi is explaining it that לא ישנו אלו בדבר שנשייך צילו אלו פישו כדי מיחם שפינו that not that he emptied out the water from the kettle but he just took off the kettle like a bay according to the Hava Mine Rav is like a bay not like a bay lamas because the maskone Rav is like a bay lamas ותיך דו זכו למשל פעוד עשי יקין לשם דו שנשייך צילו אלו פישו כדי מיחם שפינו and he did not empty out the water. See, if he didn't empty out the water, so then it's not Shaykh to say Tziof. Tziof means that you, at least according to Rashi, when you empty out all the water, all the hot water, and then you fill it up from the top with cold water, then it's Tziof. So it's like dumping a hot piece of metal, a burning hot piece of metal in cold water. But if you don't empty out the hot water, and you just take it off from the stove, so then it's not shayach to say tziof, only pisho. Lo isha, lo isha, no el dorosh and shayach tziof, only pisho, ke meichan shepino, av litzare, per el dorosh and shayach tziof, ke meicham shepino menu mayim, so then it's shayach tziof, oser, ushmuel omar, af litzare, kelema av dorosh and shayach tziof, is muter, and how many words that the Kohen Tishmuel is smoother even if he does it deliberately who mashma from Mishrabi who loche po or tzal vach atfum nishore elo the maskoni the loche itma lo yishonu b'pinu ma'im sholos and tzichi tzinen elo shiyo lahap shiyo b'lo yu litzari so in other words according to maskoni of the Gemara Rav explains the Mishnah not like a bai that mecham shepino means he took off the fire but like Havadim Amasne that Michal Shpino means he emptied out the hot water he emptied out so he says lo yishon the pinu mayim shon seich itzinen if he emptied out all the hot water so he's allowed to fill it up with cold if he fills it up only shiur lehafshir in other words he doesn't fill it after he empties out the hot water he fills it up not to the very top so mele what is the result of his action that the result of his action is the water will become lukewarm but the the vessel itself will not become smelling. This, when can the vessel become smelling? Only if he fills it up to the very top. But if he doesn't fill it up to the very top, he fills it up to here, not up to here, so then he doesn't become fast. So then there is no father. So then it's not Shayach Tzil. You're like Tzilu Vashir Manu Kol Deiso. V'Rav Miforesh Pino K'Rav Vudye. So in other words, according to Havam Nevd Gimore, so Rav was Miforesh like a Abaye, that Pino means that Shepino, not Pino Meriyam. But according to Maskona of Gimore, Rav explains the Mishneh like Rabban Lamasne, that Pino means Shepino Maimai. So when he emptied out all the hot water, so then he's allowed to fill it up as long as there is no shear of tzil. In other words, he doesn't fill it up to the very top. So then the keli will not become process, will not become strengthened. But suppose after the hot water is emptied out, he fills it up to the very top, so then the vessel will become strengthened, process. So then there is a nisel of mamlocher, of makni patish, even though he is not mischaving to process it. But Rav Paschus like a Yuri. So the question is, why did Gemara ask Kashi against Rabade for Mitzare? But Mitzare, according to Rashi, Mitzare is only Shayach if he fills it up to the top. So maybe Rabade Bamasne explains the Mishneh, he applies the Mishneh to the case where he emptied out the hot water completely, but then he fills it up with cold water, but not up to the very top. So then there is no tzilu. So what's the Gemara's Kashi? So what's the Gemara's Kashi? Why does the Gemara have to say Reb Shimon eat the mother of his chavim? Even if it's not Reb Shimon, maybe Rabade Bamasne will apply the Mishneh to the case where he doesn't fill it up to the very top. The answer is, since the Mishneh uses the Russian stamp, so the melee it is referenced even to the case where he fills it up to the very top, and then there is still some melee should be awesome. The Ram Forshman Kab with the body problem, Savish Mashman Dodd economist Khman Rubin, she chill sale with the comma Rubin. Abotish Bino Ramain Bisei He actually is silk, so then it's silk is not even Shayach if he doesn't empty out the old the half work. In other words, that's a day I have to say that the reason is why he more has the kashi against Chabad and Mashma al Mitzare, because it's Mashma that even in the case where he fills it up completely with cold water, up to the very top, it is still. So that's the Eich. The Rimi for it being Acher. If no Nami Ketziru Tisha Milo, who in Pino Menu Mayim Kolchu Yeish Bei Shio Mitzare, Midipor Lio Bala Mitzare,
The
לצערי, ומחלק בין מסחבים לי, ביני מסחבים מסחבים כרב שימן, ולא יקב בהם לקדושי לצערי, פרחב יודה, וכיפור חלק בין שמי לצער וחצכם למישורי, הוא עדינה במוצר נפח חלק בין רב, כי מי לסבר הלוח כרב בין בקרירי, ואין דורש מסחב, מה דרך כל כמה סניסן, כי שאין בשביל לצער וכרב שימן לי, כמו שיצא לך את כאב בי, וחביל את צור כאב עושה, אבל אלא, את ישמול כפור, דה עדיף עליי, So, in other words, this verse is really on two points against Rashi. According to Rashi, Rashi is the maker in both points, and this verse is the machmir point. According to Rashi, so in order to be mechuyev mishum tzir, in order there should be shayach tzir, so there has to be two things, two prerequisites. Number one, to empty out the hot burning water completely. Number two, he has to fill it up completely with cold water, up to the very top. But suppose he empties out the hot water completely, and then he fills it up after here, not to the top of the rim, then there is no chill. Then there is no chill. That's, so two coolness in Rashi. That if he doesn't empty out the hot water completely, so but he empties it out 90%. But he leaves a little bit of hot water at the bottom, and then he fills it up with cold water up to the very top, there is no chill. And then, even, that's one point. The other kule, according to Rashi, is that even if he emptied out the hot water completely, but he doesn't fill it up to the very top, but he leaves a little on top, empty, not filled up, so then there is no chill of either. Taste the shite is, that if you empty out the hot water completely, then there is still even by filling it up with cold water a little bit. Even by filling it up with cold water a little bit. And if you don't empty out the hot water completely, just half, so then it's also shayach tzil. If the other half is filled up with cold water. So in other words, two chumras, and two points, Rashi is mekil and Tesis is machmir. One point where Rashi is mekil and Tesis is machmir is in regard to the case where you don't empty out the hot water completely. So according to Rashi, there is never till, even if you fill it up to the very top. Another point of difference between Rashi and Tesis, where you don't empty out completely. So then according to Rashi, even if you fill it up with cold water to the very top, there is no chill. And according to Tesis, if you don't empty out completely, so then there is a possibility of being mitzarim if you fill it up with cold water up to the very top. אלית מהוכן, חשתי מפורש מסיסי כבאי לגמרי, שפינו עם המים, לא אחרי פירושי, לא ישנו לשיר להף שיר, שנמימה לימי חמר כל די סוף, אבל שיר לצערי, אף על פי שאין מסחב אין אלו להף שיר, איזו סקב יודה, איזו בקב עושה, אבל פינו עם המים, לילה מוסר, because בכל מיני יש לציר, even if it fills it up with cold water a little bit, If Tzil Fishayach in one of two situations where he cold empties out the hot water completely, even if he fills it up with a little bit of cold water, and Tzil Fishayach, even when he doesn't empty out the hot water completely, but he fills it up to the very top. אלית נאוכית, מאשמר סינקל אדם שבן המים, אבל יש לו שלא אף שם מלאכי מקור די סוף, אבל שיר ליצר אבל פשוט מסחב, מלאף שלא עושה קרב יודי סוף קרב עושה, אבל פינים מן המים ללמוס, אבל בכל עיני שיר ליצר ופרש לי, בכי קום הרב היה מליך על שבן המים, מה דמוס לא ממד מול משיר להב שיר, אבל שיר ליצר אף עושה, אני חומנים כדאי לי שבזון פינו, די לס קרב יודי, שמו אלי מרב שיר ליצר לחמות, הקרב שימן, ואם תימה, כמה שמולף שיר לצערי, אם כי מקימס ניסן כאבי, ידעי, שפינו דורבד, מפורש שפינו בן המים, לאילו מי שיר לצערי. my upshield child become a shmuel, begin the first kavayim, kinedim, nedig dafke pino, hop no my mosak rebute, the shlema, the shmuel koe, shmuel uses a lotion up, because of rab. Koe al munse the rab, become a upshield child, shoran al ostil krep shimen, make mustin kabos, the rabade, kishe pino menomai, the shlelam shio litzare. Now anyway, so it's not mistabar that there is a machleis between Rashi and Tisves and Mitzis. Not mistabar. In other words, that Rashi shit is, and Mitzis is, that you don't process the kelel. Unless you empty out the hot water completely, and you fill it up to the very top. There are two prerequisites. Otherwise, you don't strengthen the kelel. And Tisves is chayim. And Tisves says that you can stand in the keli, you can pass in the keli, even if you don't empty out the hot water completely, and you just as long as you fill it up to the very top, or if you empty it out completely and you fill it up a little bit, the mitzias. Why should there be a machlekes mitzias? So that can be established empirically. What is the mitzias? So, if Teisve says there is silf, so there's the mitzias of Rashi is chilei. But it's more mistaba to say that Rashi is masking with Teisve. There can be mitzias on a physical level. There can be silf in processing of the kele, even if you don't empty out the heart completely. Silf takes place, takes effect as a result of dumping cold water and the hot burning on the hot piece of metal. Now, if you empty out the whole kettle on the hot water completely, so no hot water is left, and then you fill it up to here, so up to here and part of the vessel, up to here, when you fill it up with cold water, it becomes processed. But the upper part doesn't become fast, because after all, it's not soaked in the upper part, does not have any cold water to process it. So then there is seal from the part, and it mixes us, and a portion of the tabernacle. So this is it is, you can be a seal, even if the seal of the Gmamlocha takes place, and part of the day, but not the whole day. Rashi says no. When is there an issur of tzil? If the whole kale becomes mitzvah, but if a portion of the kale becomes mitzvah, there is no issur. There is no issur. It's not a machleikus in mitzias. Mitzias is a stage for sex. And that portion that you emptied out, in other words, if you emptied out all the hot water and then you fill it up halfway, half full, so on the lower half there is silk, but Rashi says sure there is silk, but the issur of silk is only when you process the whole kelim, not when you process part of the kelim. Yes,
Rashi makes all right now makes a lot more sense to me, because the whole problem with silk is makel patish.
Yeah.
How can you say it's makel patish which is only half silk?
Right, but if it is, as long as there is a man loche part of the kelim, so there is also silk.
Isn't this a machlekes? There's machlekes in the brayse and kuf gimel and abayna. Hagadeh kol shulchayim and megara kol shulchayim and mavik kol shulchayim. Atzur b'kli tzura kol shul. And Rishim and I are actually until you do the whole thing. Atzur b'kli tzura. Some Rishonim learn means makab apatish. So there's a machlekes in the brayse. It seems to be machlekes in the brayse itself. By all malachas, if I my intention is to do the whole thing and I only did half, if I'm
kind of an anxiety. That's true. But there is no necessary connection between the two cases. Because over there, there is a machlekes in regard to the case where you make a certain design. So there may be, when the Gmar Melacha consists in making a certain design, so maybe even if it's not coextensive in the whole thing. So it's high. Mashenkin here, the Mamlocha consists not in making a design, but in strengthening it. So only That's Hashishite. That only when you strengthen the whole Kehilah, but if you strengthen part of the Kehilah, so it's not considered Matir Patishim, the part of the Kehilah. As a matter of fact, everybody could say that you don't have to be in the Melocha in the whole Kehilah. But Hashishite is, if the Gemar Melocha consists in becoming stronger, then if only a portion of the Deifen is processed, so even that portion is not Nigma Melach Deida. Well, it's a question of the design, okay, so you have a design on one portion, not another portion. But when the Gma Melach consists in becoming strong, so what avail is the fact that part of the Kehilah is strong? And after all, you know, you have to use it. Well, it's a question of design, question of beauty, all right? So even if it's a part of the Kehilah. But if it's a question of being strong, so if the whole Kehilah is strong, fine, the Sigma Moloche. But if only part of the Kehilah is strong, so it's not considered Gma Moloche, even the part, according to Rashi.
There's another Rashi like that too, but in the first daf of Habayin, Rashi is the Machta B'Patish, by the Evan, Rashi says Gma Moloche, Shamakum Shacharot Charitze Lo Yachroitz Oy.
Yeah.
I mean, but you still didn't finish the whole thing. Okay. Rashi is saying, even that place, even if he didn't finish the whole rock, is also considered Maktab HaPatash, even though he didn't do the rest of the rock.
Yeah.
That's by beauty also.
When it's a question of beauty, so
one,
makes us,
one side is enough.
It fulfills the purpose. But when it's a question of strength, so it doesn't accomplish much. Alright, Lushan will have you. Pirish HaKun Fidirab, Mashmoei. So what it is to say according to Rashi, because Stam means even if it is Milo. They will come up, I am the שאו נוסמו מיין פוקח שיצטן נחם אבל ליס נוסמו מיין פוקח שיצטן נחם עושה ואף על פי שמסחר נמצרי מיץ נאו, אפילו שלא יצנם ואין תנא, מייס על כדאי כאו דמאקה וכי משום צבע שמיר תרפשים הם בין מסחר נהיזבר כמייסים ואוכל של צהולי קרל מי קרל, לא ראי דזי גמור סתם that is two separate questions and the Makshin assumed that there is a logical connection between the two shailas of the Moshe Tzchuk of Yisrael or Dovashim Yishabim is not said at all. Dovashim Yishabim is a general question that applies to every Yisrael, and Moshe Tzchuk of Yisrael even a contraption is only by Shabbos. So how could there be any logical connection between the two questions? יש לו נסעת דבר במעק של דבר נהוב באותה משום נסעת דבר נהוב לא שם צריכים לגוף החיי פה ללכת נסחבי סלמי לאית מסתבר ובשם נסחב נשגו סרם רבונון בשם נסחב נמך נלך החומה אבל בשם פרולת נתאיר נסחבי לחוש לסם רבונון שאין נסחבי כי נסחב נעצו לכל יצור רבונון סלמי לא if in the case of Mischaven it's more than to go for it's only awesome the Rabbanon. So to Aser in a Mischaven would be like Zera like Zera. But if by Mischaven is the Reise, so it's not Zera like Zera. Und mir und fein bis Lava Botai. Die Schmur hat dann noch schon zu tun, die Kursa oder die Rabbibbe. Die Chaye, Mata, bei Mischaven. Und Rabbibbe nahm aus, er hat Mischaven. In Mischaven hat er begrehen, die Mischaven hat er aus dem Rabbono, und die Amerikaner, die Schikratodier. Da war Schmur am Isnadif, ja, in dem Saar, wo da war Ischi. Und Paul, wo kam der Chaber, und schaue ich so, wo ich Mischaven mit da. Und Paul, ich koche, da war das Dome. Ja, koche, da war Schmur, da war Schmur, da war Schmur, da So, I mean, that's not the Rashbo, Rechim Naderes, the Kedusha Rashbo. There's the Tis Vishan, it's the Rash. Chabon Shim Shim Navon. The Hash, the Inner Rashbo, the Poruch, the Kolushkin, the Chivin, the Sarah, Shmo, the Gloch, Hashem, it's going to go for Chayim. In Kinsiro, in Ambi, Shabbos, the Rosh Mishab Moshe, the Sarah Ramak, Shin, the Hosam, so what's the Gemara's Kashi? In Zvoch. In Zvoch, in here, the Gemara discusses Shabbos. All right, so we can understand it. So the Makshin is young, there is a connection. In other words, If we say that Russian Tchilufos Mutam in Raise, so then Shmuel can say that in Mischam is Mutam in Rabban. Because to Asar in Mischam, when by Mischam it's only Asar in Rabban, it would be like Zerot there. But if we say that by Mischam is Tchilufos is Chayim in Raise, so by Mischam, and Mischam in Raise, so by in Mischam, it would be Zerot there, it should be Asar. So the first time says no. Even though it's not exactly fair, but Chacholim didn't ask. But over there, both Shmuel's, so at least here, so both members of Shmuel have reference to Shabbos. Basheim King over there, so Shmuel's member of Mizalpin Yaimel Gabi Yishim does not have reference to Shabbos. That's the collateral code. So Hashim Rash Bodhi Pohim Kosh. But the Shmuel says that even by Shabbos Lochim Tzchil Gufo Yischayim. Kol Shkim in Kolat Rekule certainly Chayim. Because in Kolat Rekule even Reb Shimon will be made at Yischayim. It's only Reb Shimon, only in Shabbos says this part. So Mila the Kashi is B'derach Kol Shkim Shmuel. Even Shabbos says Lochim Tzchil Gufo Yischayim. Allah has come with Hamon in Kolater Kule, being Mishrabi, even though it's Ulochish and it's really Gufo, and Nisa Shin it's all Gufi. So it's also Midaraisi. So Mele, any Mishrabi should be also in Rabbonon, it's not really there, but the Kashi is, because it's Mashma from the Morris Kashi, that the only reason is why the Makshi considered it difficult. Because Shmuel Paskins let Melochshin Tzricha Ligufo Yischayim. Implication being, but if Shmuel Paskins, like Rav Shimon, Melochshin Tzricha Ligufo Yispoter, then it wouldn't be difficult as to why it is out in the other vision. But even if Shmuel Paskins, like Rav Shimon, that Melochshin Tzricha Ligufo Yispoter, so only by Shabbos it would be Potter. But in Kolater Kulei, certainly would be Chayim. So it's the same Kash. But the Rabbana, so only by Shabbos will be Pata, but by Kolatere Kulei it will be higher. So Mele, it's not Zera Lekzera, but in view of the fact that Shmuel Paskins, the Melochshin Tzuchul Gufo, even by Shabbos is higher, so the Kashi is even stronger. But in Ochaname, the same Kashi could be asked by the Makshi. Even if Shmuel had Paskins like Avshin, and then tell it to the Malays, there is no connection altogether, because true, it's not Zera Lekzera, but the Chachomim didn't feel that it's necessary to ask Arim Mischavim, just because by Mischavim it will be also Midrash. Alright. Now, nobody wish to say, Avon Nei Sein, Hu Lisei Chai, Hu Lisei Chakei, Sgim Yashim. Here is the price. Tom Rabon. Nei sino dem chamin lisich hatzein. Dilo yatzein lisich hacham. Dibri bishan. So the question is, are you allowed to pour hot water into cold water? Cold water into hot water on Shabbos. That's the shayin. So Bisham I say that one is allowed to pour hot water into cold water. But cold water into hot water, not. So there is a machlekes. What is it? Is it rain? What?
Rain.
What?
Rain.
It's raining?
Yeah.
So there is a machlekes between Vishamay Visila. It's the weather. It's the weather. It's Mutar and Shabbos to pour cold water into hot water. Vishamay say it's Oser, and Visila say it's Mutar. Of course, we pass like this. But there is a machlik between Rashi and Tesis. Why do Vishamay Aser? Cold water into hot water. So Rashi explains it on the basis of Tatoy Gova. There is, as a matter of fact, it's a machlekes in Psochim between Rav and Shmuel, whether we say Tatoy Gova or we say Loy Gova. So Rav says we say Loy Gova, and Shmuel says we say Tatoy Gova. Even though generally, whenever there is a machlek between Rav and Shmuel, so you have to grab the Surah, and here Rav says Loy Gova, and this is Surah, not Lomene, so we should ask him like Rab the Hoyvara, but here the Gemara in Psochem says beferish that Allah is like Shmuel. That okay, you're pretty, okay. Thank you very much. But here the Gemara says beferish that it's the Allah is like Shmuel Tatoyba. What does it mean Tatoyba? That is in your day, that is very negative in was a Becholom, so suppose now there is an Iser of Bosa Becholom. So if, let's say, Bosa was dispatched together with Cholov, so then you have allowed Vida, you have allowed Tim Teranoia, and so on. Suppose you have a cold piece of wood, and you have hot milk, and so in the plate you have a cold piece of meat, then you pour hot milk on the meat. So if it's according to Rab that we say Loy Gova, so since the upper thing is hot, so then in due course everything will become hot. Some male is Osabachim, it's Osabachim and Bamri too. According to Shmuel, that we say that Loy Gova, so since the bottom thing is cold, when you pour the hot milk on it, so in a matter of minutes, so everything will be cold. So mainly you're allowed to eat the cold piece of meat. But until it cools off, it has to take, so in the first second, before it manages to cool off, so it manages to be mavliya kibiklipe, the hot milk is mavliya, is nivra, is absorbed by the periphery. Klipa means periphery, the periphery. So there is, in Yaveya we have kidi klipa and kidi mikile and bliya gmura. Bliya means when you cook, you bake it, let's say, when you boil it. So, duman bishu, when you boil, let's say, chicken in water, so then the reite spreads the bliya evenly, here, machine came, then we have Bliya Gmura, and then we have Bliya Kidei Mitira. Kidei Mitira means that it's only Nivra to the extent of the Uvi Etzba, in other words, a periphery that has the thickness of an Etzba. So let's say when it's on its lid, so it's not Mavliya Bliya Gmura unless it is Shomei. So then it's Mavliya, so it's Mavpeya, and it's Mavliya Bliya Gmura. But if it's not something fat, if it's something kochush, so on its lead, it's not Mavliya Bliya Gmura in the whole Eichon. But it's only giving it to it. But then, suppose, let's say, you pour, let's say, salted cold milk over a cold piece of meat. It's salted, the milk is cold, but it's salted. So, Mliach Arei Kriseach, then it's Mavliya only Kiniklipe. Kiniklipe means the periphery, but Nitila is also periphery. One second. Nitila is also periphery, but Nitila means Kiniubi Edzba. So you have to peel off such from the periphery a thick layer of tissue from the periphery to the extent of the thickness of an etzba, but klipin means the thinnest layer. But so that is also a medium size, because suppose it has no thickness altogether, so then you peel off. Make it too thin, so then you will not be able to peel it off as a unit. It will be pieces. If I want, let's say, to have a piece of paper, so if I try to tear off very, very thin, I won't be able to tear off one unitary piece of paper, but it will be pieces. So the clipper means the smallest peel that could be peeled off as a unitary thing, as a unit. So if, let's say, salted cold milk is poured upon a cold piece of meat, then all you have to do is just peel off from the surface the thinnest slice as a unitary thing, the thinnest slice. But if you are tailor, let's say, cheese with, well, cheese, I mean, today, cheese, today we consider everything as shomeg. But suppose you are tailor, let's say, meat that is kochush, not lean, not fat, but lean, a piece of lean meat, not fat, and something milky that is also kochush, let's say cheese that is not fat. So then it's only mavliya kidei mitile. So then you can eat the boiled piece of meat, but you have to peel off a layer that is as thick as the uve etzma. So that's the halacha. Now, so the halacha is that we pass like shmuel. So mainly statoy gama. So if you spill, let's say, cold meat on a cold milk and a hot piece of meat, then the whole piece of meat is also. Because since the bottom thing is hot, so that will prevail. So in due course, everything will become hot. And the milk will also become hot, because it falls on something that is hot. So the bottom prevails, is the predominant thing. So mainly the whole piece of meat is also. But suppose you spill hot milk on a cold piece of meat, you have the plate, you have a cold piece of meat, and then you spill hot milk on it, so you can peel off to the clipping from the surface, from the periphery of the piece of meat, and you can eat the rest, because since it's Tatoi Baba, and so in view of the fact that the bottom is cold, so everything will become cold. But until it cools off, it manages to be neat like a clipper. So you only have to peel off the thinnest layer passing from the periphery of the cold meat. So Rashi says, now the Gemara in Pesachim, I think it's the Bo, says that we pass like Shmuel, that a toy go. So Rashi explains Bishamai say, Neisne l'chamim l'sichatzeinim, v'l'atzeinim l'sichachorhamim. So why is there a distinction between pouring hot water on Shabbos into cold water, so it's all right, but cold water into hot water not? Because if you pour cold water into hot water, then you're wrong in due course, everything will become hot. That's how Rashi explains. So let's see the Rashi. Nachamim is Yechzeinen Likshavat HaToyikova. V'Nachamim Atim is HaTeinen Olamav Shirin. V'Yitzeinen is HaChamim Shatachtinim Matkom Selyenim. Yit HaToyikova. So then the Gemara says, Medvor Mamorim. The Braille says, because that is used for drinking. Avodam Betei Itor. So the top, people like to make it hot, very hot. Kids for drinking, so they don't like it when it's too hot. But for in bed, they like it when it's very hot. So Bamed Ramuri, the disciples say, you're allowed to pour even cold water into hot water if it is for drinking purposes. Avodam Betei, if it's in a bathtub, for bathing purposes. So then many people like to make it very hot, so you are only allowed to pour Cham L'Sikha Tzeinen. The Tzeinen L'Sikha Chamin, why not? So he didn't call it to be Silah, because of Tatoi Gavah, you see. In the case of case, so only Alev B'Shamay, we are not allowed to pour cold water into hot on account of Tatoi Gavah. But in case of Ambete, so even a living Visila, we are not allowed to pour cold water into hot water because of the Toyigoba. Abu Gamba, the Hamas Rasil, says Rahami, the Rapshim Renasye, Eise, Omrab Nachman Aloch, the Rapshim Renasye. Now let's see the Rashi. Hamas is 10 weeks of the Toyigoba, and I have not been a single Rapshim. We tell you, say Raham, Shetachin, Nartich, and Sayyidi, the Toyigoba. Because the Sea Kapoyalu, the Nihalishi Hama Harvey, they depreciate you, Ace after Hamas. Now let's see the tastes. Because tastes explained it all in a different way. Nason and Hamas are saying, I feel the Kurishi, the Hamas are saying, any of the Bashi, my share for age, the retained is a Hamina feel the Kurishi, because the Shamai Kurishi or the Kurishi. So, taste says, that according to Bishamai, so you are allowed to pour on Shabbos hot water into cold, even the Kledishin. What does it mean, the Kledishin? How could the Kledishin be cold? Well, very simple. It's called off already. Kledishin means that the water boiled in that kiln. So suppose you boiled water before Shabbos. Let's say Shkia is at 8 o'clock. So you boiled the water at 7:30, let's say. So you boil the water, and then it has been steamed. You didn't pour it out from that pot, from the kettle. And it cooled off already. Now it's 9 o'clock. It's cold! But it's a good dish. So, Shammai say, you're allowed to pour hot water into the kettle of the cold water. That is in the tradition because it cooled off already. What is saying means if it's not yet less? What's the criterion whereby you determine whether it's hot or cold? If it is so warm that you couldn't keep their finger comfortably, so then it's considered hot. But here, it is warm, but you could keep your finger for a long time with comfort. You wouldn't feel any pain, any discomfort.
Where you put your finger?
In the water.
In the water.
In the kettle. You immerse your fingers. So then, if you couldn't keep it comfortably, then it's hot. But if you could keep it comfortably, then it's lukewarm. Hopefully, it's pushing. So the male egg, you're alive. Nation, so today is Nation, the Hamas is saying that after the revolution, the Hamas is saying that in the Bashir, Moshe Forage. The Lord is saying, we say, Ham and Apil, we say, we Gaza, we Shamai, we say, we are the Rishi, who be sealed the previous short saying, we say, Ham, and it after the Rishi, the economy, but no one will be case, the Master of the Rishi may be sealed. The Lord is saying, Sabra, Christ, that we go back. He will show you that in K, each in a hochel, and then I will go back. Because it's a machlek, it's a machlek. So, how about Rav who says a loy gaba? How will they explain this price? What do they say? Well, does Bishamai know? But Bishamai also apply the concept of Kodrashi, of the Toy Gaba. Because these are the Ambete, so Bishamai themselves say, Ham is a Tzeinen, Tzeinen is a Hamim. Bishamai is שור עצים תחם להם דווקא בפרישים ניתן לו כמעט משמע מדבר מג'ייץ משמע ומי שבידי בסיר ולא יהיו משהו ניסה בהבית את הרגע לך כן פרקס דים כי כשנוח אמן דמה לא יהיה דבר ומאן דומה אתה תוי דבר מה בלה או מבש או תליקוי even so then even according to my dogma we pass like that the toy baba so why is it good there to pour hamri sertainen why because in due course it will become cold but it manages to be the basho to be klipe so it should be also slosa o chlapokas mit rabonen all right to be klipe does not have the shield of the tier you can be khuyen but even less than the shield is also of apokas mit rabonen so should to be first and come on Bezos Hashem and we'll be like Mishim and Rabitam. So Rabitam explained it in all to get a different way. The Ham is a Tzim and Mashma, Asha, Tzim, Shem, Mato. The Rudi, Shderach, Yidnam, Yed, Yuguro. So she stole. And Kach, in the Vashna, Ham, and Mas, and Blau, in the Shem, Sarbi, the Tzim, and Rudi, in the Vatel, from Yusof. The Tzim is a Ham, Shacham, Shal, Mato, and Rudi, Sarbim ben atzimim amurotim uim izbashti. So Pink says, explain it more together differently. Not on the basis of the Torah. Why not on the basis of the Torah? All right, this is a sikash. The Trump says the Loigola, but we pass on the Torah. Why don't we? Why? So do I think the Ochashulchan said it. Even the Ochashulchan didn't say it. What would have to say by itself? The Torah, the Loigola is only Shayach. Pour a liquid over his salad, or when you have contact between two solid arteries, the top solid food article, and the bottom solid food article is warm. But when you have two liquids, and this is in accordance with science, when you have two liquids, cold and hot, so it depends what is more, doesn't matter whether the upper one is hot or the lower one is hot, it doesn't matter. In other words, if you mix cold fluid with hot fluid, so the cold fluid is the rubé, so then in the finale will be everything will be if the cold fluid is in the rubé, so then now it will be, everything will be cold. And if the hot fluid is in the rubé, whether it's the upper or the lower, so everything will become hot. So, but the derech ha'ilum is when you mingle water, so you pour the muet into the rubé. So when you pour cold water into hot, it means that the baden is in the rubé, and the cold is muet. So the melee, what will be the finale? Finale will be, so you pour a little bit of cold water into a lot of hot water, so everything will be hot, will be acceleration. But if you pour hot into cold, so that means the cold is the melee, and the hot is the muet. So then you cause everything will be cold or lukewarm, not hot, so maybe it's smoother. Maybe it's smoother. This is taste with stage. For the mere admission of the top, the hamlis of Tilly Mashma Shatsin Shamat in the wood, Shederach Mutlam is in the wood, the Tach and Vashna Hamamat in the wow, which is Savin Tinam Rubin, who is Battle from Musot, who is Tilly Sikham, Shaham Shamat in the wood. Misavim b'matzina, mirotim nunazmu v'zbashim. So, Teitz Reshiti we understand. Teitz Reshiti we understand. Because, Tatoi Gobar, I think the Orach Shulchan said it the other day, and maybe in Orachan too, that Tatoi Gobar is only Shaya when you have contact between two solid foods. Yes?
What is the Sfarah for that? I mean, I understand very well the results for them. If it's fluids, what counts is the proportion.
That's
why
right.
Is it in any way different when you pour a fluid on a solid or two solids? What does one up and the upper and the lower one?
No,
I'm saying, do they give a sparrow?
If I had been knowledgeable in science, I'm sure I'll be able to explain it, but I'm not knowledgeable in science, but I suppose it has to do with pressure, you know. So if the bottom is hot, so because of the pressure, you know, of the hot thing, so that makes it hot. If you have contact between two solid foods, Isa and Heta, let's say here is a piece of Nevela, Isa, and that's hot. And then you have a Chicha of Heta, and that's cold. So Nevela is Seta Toigova. So if there is contact, so because of the pressure exerted by the bottom, so Nevela, it makes the whole thing in due course hot. And in the same way, if the bottom is cold, so because of the pressure, so in due course it will become cold. And but it has nothing to do, according to Tesmes, in the case of the commingling of two fluids. There it's a question, what is the word? I mean, that is obvious. Now, of course, Rashita is strange. I mean, that we should say that the Toye Gova, even when you commingle, you mix two fluids, I mean, it appears to be inconsistent to the Mitzvahs. So the Dorach Shulchan says that the whole concept of the Toye Gova, we have to say that, even in the case where you have two solid foods, you know, are in contact with each other, is only shayach when the upper chatiche and the lower chatiche are of the same size, the same value. Same size. But no one will say, I mean, according to Shmuel, so if you have, let's say, a small piece of hot meat in the plate, and then you pour a lot of cold milk on it, and a small piece, you have a little piece of hot meat, and you pour from a kettle of boiling milk on it, that in the long run, so everything so become hot. It's only when we say Tatoigova and Loigova, if the upper food article and the lower food article are of approximately the same size. But if one is larger, so then, and if the larger is the cold, so then, the cold will prevail. If the larger is the hot, so the hot will prevail, regardless whether it's the upper or the bottom. The Dorach Shulchan says, I mean, we have to say it. But apparently, according to Rashi, even though it's strange, because it seems that when you mix two fluids, so even if the volume of the fluids is the same, the upper and the lower, so it should depend upon what is more merube. And if the sizes are the same, so then it also depends upon this, it's the same size. But the question is, how hot it is, you see. Same size. How hot is this? Ain't it dame when you mix, let's say, boiling water of 500 degrees Fahrenheit with cold water, or boiling water with 100 degrees Fahrenheit with cold water? Ain't it dame? So, according to Rashi, when the sizes are the same, then we apply the concept of Tatoigova. Even in the case of a mixing of two fluids, but only if the sizes are the same. But if the sizes are not the same, then of course we can say that Toigova, I mean, it's inconceivable that if a lot of hot milk is spilled upon a small piece of meat, cold meat, that we should say that everything at the end, in due course, will be cold. A child has come to tears. But when the size of the upper and the lower are about the same, so then Shmuel says that I tell you about. But anyway, I would like to explain the Rashi. I think that this Rashi, I mentioned it before, the Chayodom, in the Shabbos, in the Chochma Sodom, in the Yuchim Basabachor, so he says he's in Chadish, he's sitting in Halacha. And in the Reisler, he says that when is there a distinction between Kodishin and Kodishin? Only when it's Yatzeleres. Yatzeleres means that you couldn't keep your finger comfortably in the water. But if you have a strong character, you could keep it many times. So you just decide to keep the finger in hot water, even though you're not comfortable. You're not comfortable. I mean, everything has to be comfortable. But there is another geta. The other geta of Yad Nichves Bey. Yad Nichves Bey is sometimes, you know, the water is boiling under fire, let's say, for a long time. And then by mistake, you put in your finger in the kettle, and it has been boiling, let's say, for 50 minutes. And by mistake, you immerse, you dip the finger in that hot water. Whether you like it or not, you will jump out like a reflex. That's not a question of comfortable or not comfortable. You couldn't even control yourself. Yatzeleres Bey means you will be comfortable. But many times you do certain things, you decide to do certain things, they're not comfortable. So then there is a difference between tradition and Kashya. Tesis is the Kashya. Why is there a difference between tradition and Kashya? If it's not Yatzeleres, so in the tradition it's not Kashya. And if it is Yatzeleres, so why does it matter? So Tesis says, this is special Allah, that in view of the fact that when you pour from the tradition to the Shini, that has a cooling effect. That has a cooling effect. I remember, I was a little child, and my mother used to give me a glass of tea. We drank hot tea, so it's tea, and I was in a hurry, so I couldn't drink it, was too hot. So my mother used to spill from one cup into the other cup, and from the other cup into the first cup, and again. So that cooled it off in a matter of a minute. So in other words, when you pour from one kelim to the other, that in itself is a cooling effect. So that's the reason. That's the reason as to why Taisa says we learn that it's that memory base. That memory base Taisa you are master shmamnik shame in the vashal teme, maishnik the shame in the tradition, the atzeleres apik the shame in ame, the atzeleres apik the tradition ame in the vashal. ויש לי מה לפיש את רביש מתייך שאין בתעלייר לפני סוף חמנו מר זה כחום בזמן מרובה וכך נוסנו בישיר בכל זמן שיצלרת ביוסר אבל שאין יאף אגב יצלרת בי מותר שאין לפני סוף חמנו בהילך ומזכר it doesn't mean that it's just a mitzies of course it's a din but the din is based upon a mitzies it's not just exercise of course it's like parah dume ושאין לי נאו ביש no There is a reason for it. Why is Klisheni no Bishul? Of course, it's a special halacha that Klisheni does not involve Bishul. But why? Even though it is Yatzeleres. Because the fact that you poured it from the tea kettle into the cup, even though it's Yatzeleres, but that in itself had a cooling effect. So Mele the halacha says that since it was poured into the Klisheni, whereby it cooled off a little bit, even though it's still Yatzeleres. So there is no Isapishu. That's the Aloha. So the Chayodim says, he mentions a Raya from the Rambam in the stories. So that when is there a distinction between Klisheni and Klisheni? If it's just hot, not burning hot. Burning hot, that's called Yad Nichves Bey. Burning hot, let's say. When something, so burning hot is typical of a Klavishin on fire. Okay. Yatzeleres Bey is typical of Klavishin of the fire. In other words, let's say, suppose water is boiling, and as long as the gas is still on, so it's burning hot. If you put in your finger unintentionally, you come out by itself like a reflex. And even if you try to be strong, you probably will have to be a big giver in order to be able to keep your fingers in burning hot water. That's your miracle. You'll get blisters and so on. But Yatzeleres means it's not comfortable, but you can keep it and you won't get blisters, even if you keep the finger in the hot water when you're not comfortable, all right, but blisters you will not get. So, briefly, Yad Nichves Bey is typical of the Rishon Anfa. Yad Tzeledes Bey is typical of creation of the fire. So when does the halacha declare there is a distinction between creation of the sheni when it's on the Yatzeledes, which is typical of creation of the fire? But if it's Yad Nichves Bey, then the make a difference can be Yad Nishlishi, Kli Asiri. If it's burning hot, then it's Vashlam, the Raisalem, even Niklishen, and even Niklishlish. I think that Rashi should come forward to this Chayis Amisim. Let's see the Rashi then. Chamu Sechtenen, Dikesova Tato Yigova, Vena Chamu Ma'atikones Atzeno Nafshir. I think that where a statesman says, Neis Melacham Tzeir, after we become a vision, but Rashi is fake. And Rashi, it's much more Rashi, that when does Bishama allow Chamu Sechtenen, only Niklishen, as we'll soon see from Rashlosh. But in tradition, you're not allowed to pour Chamim Niseich Niseich Tzeinen. But only Niklishen, we'll soon see that Rashi said it so. Explicitly. Cham Niseich Tzeinen in Niklishen because Soba Tatoi Baba. In other words, Vamed Vom Amurim the case. What is the case? A glass. Glass of water. A cup of water. That's a cliche. You are not Mivashlet. Glass in the cup, so it's mishpashel in the kettle, and then you pour the hot water, the hot water into the tzeilen. So it means neisna the chamis echatzeilen. If you have hot water in the cup in the kolishen, so you are allowed to pour it into tzeilen. But if you have cold water and then you have a hot water in the cup and it's still Yatzeledes, you are not allowed to pour it into the hot water because the finale will be Yatzeledes. So it is still also, even though it's fishing. The Ritzin is a Chachamim Shatach Teini, Martich and Masel Yehim, Tatum Baba, Bamedva Mamurim Bikeis, do you see a Kaboyal? So what does it mean? Linich Lishiachim Ha'arvei. What does it mean, Linich Lishiachim Ha'arvei? What is called Cham, but not very, very hot, and what is called very, very hot. Well, there were only two Gedorim. One Gedorim is Yatzeledes. That's Cham, but it's not Cham Harbe. And then the other Gedorim is Yad Nichves Bey, burning out. That is typical of condition and fire. So that is also, so he says, so be case, we see a Kaboyalu, and the person doesn't like to drink water that is Yad Nichves Bey. He only likes to drink water that is Yad Tzeledes Bey, but not Yad Nichves Bey. He'll burn his mouth if he'll drink water that is Yad Nichves Bey. So, So Rashi emphasizes two things. Number one, that it's not too hot. What do you mean, not too hot? It's not, it's never Yad Nichves Bey. And number two, it's Kishen. But if it is, it's Chamin Niseir. So Tzeinu Niseir Chamin is Tzeinu Niseir, that Bishama. Tzeinu Niseir Chamin, even in Kishen. But we still say that in Kishen, and it's not too hot, because it's Lishia, so it's Mutav in Tzeinu Niseir Chamin. Why is Cham Nisechtzeinu Muter? So be'ambete Cham Nisechtzeinu. So it means, so now if we are going to explain it on the basis of the Chayodom Shite, so then it should be Oseh. So then it should be Oseh even Cham Nisechtzeinu, because Monefshah. If it's not Yad Nichves Bey, so it should be Muter. So it should be Muter. even saying we say ham, and if it's Yad Nichbez Bey, so Yad Nichbez Bey, so even Klishen is Mevashel, so it should be also even ham in Bisech Tzeilet. So why do we still make a distinction between Tzeilet is a ham and ham is a Tzeilet? But let's see the other Rashi. Rashi says, Seifel Arei Kambeti, we didn't learn that Gemara. The Aval Gav the Klishen you, then the Gemara says, Sober Rabbi Yisrael Neyma, Omer Rabbi Nachman Allah Rosh Nimas, Sober Rabbi Yisrael Neyma, Seifel Arei Kambeti, Seifel is a bowl, you know, a bowl. So that, when you draw water from the pot that boiled on fire, so you take a bowl and with that you draw water and you fill up, and you pour it into the bathtub. So say for a candle, that even the sila will ask her. Safe for a gambete, Omer Abaye Torah Priya safe for any gambete. Umay, we saw the Kadaiti we call it the safe for a gambete. Beyond Rabbah Allah of Shimon Nasi, and Shimon Nasi asers even Hamasir Seinem, and the more assumed that Shimon Nasi applies to the same thing. And Allah of Shimon Nasi, El Mishabes of Chitze Becham in Leke, because how can you have lukewarm water? So Rashi says, Sefer al kambete, v'afal at the sheni, uhoi v'av yisiel lechitze asire, dimich al yishiyachim mahar, b'nigaz dinon. Al b'shabes lechitze b'cham leke mitnir, to rabshim ma'apil cham lesechse enosa, l'mishkach escham yishu cham lefum al shabes, shel yitzrich mahof, kichitze chosom, v'imkir yichitze afu pono yon ragov, so mi savre, רבשים נעשה בקוי הרי שקוי ובסיר מתיר בין חם לסרצן אין ביצים לסרחם רבשים נעשה איסר צן הוא איסרחם צן הוא איסרחם so צורה שסייז סייפו הרקם בתה ואף על גב דכנשני הוא הוי ובלב נשיא אלו לחיצה הסירת ניחל שירחם הרבה so what does it mean? That we have reference to the case where it's mamish yad nichbez bey. So then it should be also made a raise, not because of Gzeira. Why does Rashi say Bigazrino? The answer is, I think, Pshat Rashi is, if it's mamish yad nichbez bey, so of course, so Bisila would ask her even Chamin Lisechzeine, because even Klisheni is Mivashil when it's yad nichbez bey. But, Bisilel amatir cham lisechzeinen beambete in the klisheni. If we determined that this time it's not yad nichbez bey, it's only yatzeres bey. So with the rice it could be also it's only yatzeres bey, and yatzeres bey is not mivashel in the klisheni. But in view of the fact that in an ambete many people wanted to be very hot. So sometimes it can be so hot that it will be Yad Nichbez Bey. Once it happened years ago, a certain mikveh, a chosid, and the chasidim are accustomed to go to mikveh, to go to tefillah every day in the morning, and they like it when the mikveh is hot. So one chosid got into the mikveh and it was so hot that he was burning, died. So they chose that people would take it back. So sometimes they like that it should be very hot. Of course there is a limit, not too hot. But they like that it should be very hot. I know, now I never go to the mikveh because of my condition, but I used to go to the mikveh, so I couldn't take it.
Too hot, I couldn't take it.
I thought that I'm being scolded, but the other people
like
to them it was not hot enough. So they chose that people like to take a hot bath, but of course there is a limit. So if it's too hot, so then it will not be enjoyable. So Rashi says, when Mamed Vomam will be case. Aber die Ambete haben die sich erzählen, die sind sie mit dem Chami. So, why is it Osea zählen sich a Chami? Because because by Ambeten didn't say poets like that, is Nichalish Yochim Harbe. So Mele, since people like that it should be very hot, of course, so Mele it's also saying we say Chachamim, even if he tested it, and he saw it's not yet Nichalish, it's only Atzeleris Bay. Because of Exeira, if we allow him to pour cold water into hot water, or in English, when he just Yatzeleris Bay, so sometimes he'll do it in such a way that it will be Yad Nichalish Bay. And then, even though it's English, there'll be a Meloch and a Raisi. So because of that, Bisilal Asad, even when it's not Yad Nichalish Bay, but the case, why didn't they ask the case? Because the case is, it's very unlikely that with the matter then to mix, to pour tzein and lisech hamin in yatzeleres, not yad nichles, that they'll do it sometimes to the extent of yad nichles, because no one likes to drink water that is very hot. Mashin kein amvete, when people like that it should be very hot, so mainly it's also to pour cold water into hot water, even though it is only atzeleres, because of the gzeire, maybe yeah, sometimes yeah, they'll do it when it's yad nichles day, and then they'll be mishum with the raise. So because of that, they still ask even the case of the testament, and we know that it's not yad nichles day, just yatzeleres, but it's only the rabbono. Mashin came by Hamul Isichzeinen, and if we know it's only Yatzeleres, so then it's not Osarim Mirab. This is a Rashi's Pshat.
Yad Nichnes Kol means what?
Burning hot.
Burning hot.
It's so hot that you can get blisters.
Oh,
Yad Nichnes. That you, it will jump out of the water.
Is it still hot? And you jump out, it's still hot. It's still
yeah,
still
because hot. Instinctively you can't stand it, you see. It's not a question of comfortable or not comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Because of my condition, so at first when I had a stroke, I had no sensation in the left side. No sensation. Somebody, it's cold, burning water upon my left hand, I wouldn't feel anything. But then, after 2 weeks, side quiet sensation on the left side, but super sensation. Not regular sensation, super sensation. Let's say, turn on the hot faucet. And I put my finger on the hot faucet. So, it's warm. It's not burning up. But if I'll put my left finger on the hot faucet, I'll feel it's burning up. It's the same water. The same temperature, but on the left side. So I have super sensation. The same thing is true of cold water. When I take a shower, so I have to balance it. Before I go into the shower stall, I stand outside and I feel it. This is balanced. Why? Because as far as the right side is concerned, so I have the same kind of sensation that every person has. So if it's cold, it's cold. It's not freezing. As far as the left side is concerned, if it's cold,
very
for
cold.
Me it will be freezing. I'll jump out because it will be too freezing. Well, sometimes, you know, I decide I have to take a cold shower, so, but it requires a lot of perseverance. So I have super sensation. So if I put, let's say, I put my right fingers under the hot faucet, has been running, let's say, for 5 minutes. So my right finger will not be comfortable, but will not jump away when I put it. But if I put my left fingers, like a reflex, they'll jump like this, because I have super sensation. So anyway, this is, now the question is, that's another shaila. Of course, I mean, I'm not a standard, but I can be tested. Let's say Yad Nichves Bey or Yad Tzeleres Bey, so it has to be tested by a person who has normal sensation, not by a person who has super sausage. An unusual person in that. So the Rashi Shita is like the Chochma Sodom and the Chayav. In other words, that when is there a difference between Vishni by Yatzalerism? By Yad Nichpas Bey, there is no difference between clear Vishni and Vishay. Some melee, if it is. So Bisham I say, Nates Nodam Ham is a Hatsin and we are Tim is a Haham. Why? Because according to me, it's only in Hashem. Because in the clay edition, so there's no difference between Ham is a Hatsin and Hatsin is a Ham. Even though Rashi, according to Rashi, is based upon the Toygova, but Tesha says the Kashi, but it's Mevashal Kedikripe. It's a Vashal Kedikripe. Some melee in the equation, it's also even Chamin Lizichatzene. It's also even Chamin Lizichatzene, according to Rashi. Even Alibi Misira, Rashi will be Chemikan Thesis. When Thesis says, Nisa the Chamin Lizichatzene, I feel the equation. No, Rashi will say, as Rashi spells it out explicitly, basically shaming. So in other words, when the Bishamai say, Nisan the Hamas Hatzenen, only in Klesheni, but not in Klerishin, because Klerishin, if it's Yatzeledes, even Hamas Hatzenen, Tatoimova, but it's Mibashal Kiliklipe, so it's also a focus in the Rabon, too, that the Klipe of the water does not have the shield of Bishin to be high the Hatos, but in the Rabon of Mitosa. So Nisan the Hamas Hatzenen in Klesheni, and it's only Yatzeledes. And because, so it's never Yad Nechazbi, never. Some melee, it's not even Bechachom Monad Geza. Below Yatzinu is a Chachamim, even in Klisheni, it's also. Even though it's only Yatzeledes, in the Rabbonon, because of it's there. Klisheni in the Vashon, but in the Rabbonon, it's also a Kondishama. Ubisilim and Ben Hamas Hatzin, it's in the Chachamim, even though it's Yatzeledes, but it's not Yad Nechazbi, and it's never Yad Nechazbi, so there's no Zeya. So it's muta lechatchile. Bamed lo amurim b'keis, aval be'amdete. So sometimes it can be Yad Nichnes Bey, because people enjoy it when it's very hot. So they were seen sometimes it can be Yad Nichnes Bey. So the Chachamim asat l'rabbonon, even when we tested it, and we saw it's not Yad Nichnes Bey. It's just Yad Nichnes Bey, because of Xeira. So, aval'amdete is chamil sechatzenen, we say no sechachamim. In other words, even the cliche. So, Tzim is Rachamim Zoser, mit Rabbono, and Rachamim is Rachamim is Mutarim mit Rabbono. Why? Because it is Rachamim is Rachamim and it's not Yad Nechazbi, but if it's Mamish Yad Nechazbi, then it's also a cliche, everywhere.
I feel it's your.
Yeah, in the context of now, the Gemara says, now, so then the Gemara says, Omer Abai, Tonga Rapriye, Soma Rabbi Yitzchak, Lemeima, Seifu Ari Kambel. Omer Abai, Tonga Rapriye, Seifu Ari Kambel. Umay, the Soka Rai, we call it the Seifu Ari Kambel. Vomer Amach, Ma Aloha, Kapshim and Nasi, El Bishabes, Chitz, Becham, Leke. The Gemara says, Misaf, Ves, Kapshim and Nasi, Koye, Arei, Shekoye, Ubisil Matin, Ben Cham, Sechzenen, Ubin Tzim, Sechachamim. So, Gemara says that Rapshim Nasi applies to the Reish. But Tesis says, and that could be Rashi Shita also, except the Reif is Chemik, that the Gemara only says a Reish Koye, a leader did the Habamine, in my Salad of Haifim Mikore, in Sefla Reik Ambete. So then there's a kashe, how can we have lukewarm water on Shabbos? So then we are forced to say, according to the Havamine, that Reb Shimon Menasye applies to the Reish. But Alibi the Emes, the Tzeifel is not Gambete. So then there is no Hechech. We are not forced to say that it applies to the Reish. So then we explain the price said that it applies to the Seifel. And there is no kasha. that's the sheet of this and the sheet of Rashi. Except the Rosh points out that the leaf holds, since the Gemara said Arish Koyev, so that means that the Gemara knew that it's Arish. So even though I live in Maskone, the Tzeti is any Kambati, so there is no difficulty, but still, the Gemara knew that the Toshir and Asya has reference to the Reish and not the Tzeti. So there's a Machlekes Rishayim, whether that Kite of Hashim and Asya Arish Koyev is a living in Maskone also, only according to that. Leimer Rav Shimon Nasiya Isa Tzenu Zecham Leimer Rav Shimon Nasiya Noma Kibishamay Hoche Toma Leinech Leku Bishamay Bishim Bidom Azeh Homer Avune Breit Rav Yishua Chazino Le Rovet Le Kopi Damone. He was not makpi to put in a glass with cold, a cup with cold water into hot water. Le Kopi Damone ניתון רפחי הנאיץ מועמקים שמיים מסרצי פול שמיים בין חם מסרציינן ובין ציינן מסי חם. So in other words, you are allowed to put in a glass of cold water into a ticket, in the ticket of hot water. So we see that he was not mad. Omele, Rabunel, Rabashe,